It's time to add a couple more tunes to the Georgia playlist. We ask people to choose two songs they think best represent the Peach State. The rules are simple. Nominations have to be songs written or performed by a Georgian, and it can't be one of their own songs. This week, we have a special version of the Georgia playlist with artists from the Savannah Stopover Music Festival. It starts Thursday. So let's add two more tracks to our essential Georgia playlist.
My name's Andrew Sutphin. I'm the lead singer and songwriter for Street Clothes. We're out of Savannah, and we make rock and roll music. My first pick for the Georgia playlist was pretty easy. It was Country Feedback by R.E.M., which is off their album Out of Time from 1991.
This flower scores, this film's on a maddening
close. R.E.M. is kind of one of the first bands that I thought of when I moved to Savannah. They're based out of Athens, and along with the B-52s and some other bands, and they didn't really, besides their country-ish influences and some of their folk influences, I think that they were probably the first really great indie band from the South with such an amazing, unique, weird indie sound. From, I guess, Athens, but I mean, it's kind of like they came out of nowhere.
You come to me with excuses, tucked out in a row. Wear me out, you wear me out.
So, Country Feedback, as far as I can tell, it's basically about the deterioration of a relationship. Is basically what I can get from it, but it's just, I think it's just more the feeling of it than the lyrics, because a lot of lyrics might not make sense to anyone but Michael Stipe, but they're so powerful anyway.
Paperweight, junk garage, winter rain, a honey pot, crazy, all the lovers have been tagged.
People who listen to it get this deep feeling of desperation towards the end of it, when he says, like, this flower is scorched, you know, this film is on a maddening loop, and then towards the end he's just kind of begging, and it's hard sometimes because there's some songs that get really emo, and then this one pulls it off without being, you know, corny and stupid and sappy.
This flower scores, this film's on a maddening.
Great!
So my second song choice, Georgia's got so much different music going on, and I knew I had to pick an Outkast song. I'm sure a lot of people would do the same, because they're one of the greatest. So I picked Outkast. I picked Outkast's So Fresh and So Clean, because I felt like R.E.M. Country Feedback is a little depressive, so it's So Fresh and So Clean is so much fun.
It's showtime at the Apollo minus the Kiki Shepherds, with about a hoe and a leopard print. Teddy, Pendergrass, cooler than Freddie Jackson, sipping a milkshake in a snowstorm. That I throw warm in the dorm room at the AU. We blew hay to athletes might cake you, but you must have been mistaken with them statements that you make, huh?
It kind of feels like more of a Big Boy song, but with this like R&B cool sample. I know they sample Funkadelic a little bit on it, but the rapping is so weird. You know, even for now, it's like now people can. They were ahead of their time. They rapped really differently and weirdly, and they sampled things that kind of sounded like it might be from the future. So I think now it even holds up totally. But I love that sample they use, and just his style of rapping is so great.
Lick you like a lizard when I'm slizzard or sober. 6 million ways to fold you like Noah. I get twos of you and you get pretty deep. But I call your ass from 80s. I know you'll be there for me, girl.
Ain't nobody don't miss me. I'm so fresh and so clean.
Don't you think
I mean, it's really just about being so dope. They're just so cool, and they're just dressed up so fly or whatever. So, but they gotta sing a song about it.
Those huge baby eyes get to running off at their mouth and telling me everything that's on your nasty mind. They say you're malnutritioned and need a vitamin D and inviting me to that tingle in your spine.
I love who you are. I probably listen to just like mostly hip hop. You know, not because I want to be a rapper, it's just like I like it, it makes me happy. So when I hear a song like Country Feedback that kind of brings me down, but it's okay. On a regular basis, I don't want to listen to Country Feedback. I want to listen to So Fresh and So Clean, Clean. You know? Georgia's got soul. You know, you gotta go through some stuff to get soul. And all the best groups from Georgia have a whole lot of it, including REM, who's, you know, arguably the whitest band ever. But they got so much soul. You feel what they're talking about, like they've been through something. And Outkast has that in spades too. They've got that like all over the place. It's like, you know, everything they do, it's like you feel it, even though you don't know what the hell they're talking about. That goes for both of those bands.
That was Andy Sutphin of the Savannah-based group Street Clothes. Street Clothes performs this week at Savannah's Stopover Music Festival, and here they are with the song Voodoo Tongues.